Welcome back to the Better Everyday Podcast, where we are unlocking our best self one episode at a time. My name is David Garcia, and this is my beautiful co-host, Grace Garcia, which is my beautiful wife. This here is episode 34 out of I don't know how many, but 34 it is. Cue the... Grace gets tired of me making a big deal about which episode we're on.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. But I'm excited. It's episode 34. It's going to be a good one. We thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for taking the time. Thank you guys for the ones that like, comment, follow, push it out, share it, all that stuff. We are trying our best, and we appreciate all the feedback. We appreciate all the love. And yeah, let's get this episode started. Today, I thought that we would bring it back, because our podcast is called The Better Everyday Podcast. And yes, we've had some good topics. We've had some parent topics. We've had some fear topics. We've had some marriage topics. We've had some finance topics. We've done some worship topics. We've done some good topics. But I want to bring it back to being better every single day, one episode at a time. It could be 1 week for a time for you. Maybe you're focusing on one thing a week. Maybe it's 1% better, just like Atomic Habits, 1% better every single day, 1% out of 100. It's not that much, but it's a little adjustment. It almost feels like nothing, but it is enough that if you do it every single day, at the end of 365 days, you are 37 times better than you were when you started. And so I want to bring it back to being better every single day, which means that today is... I have notes. Six or seven practical steps on how to become better every single day. Now, this is a general outline. Obviously, there's other details or whatever. But I wanted to give like a general outline of what steps you can take to become better every single day. And this is more geared towards one topic. So let's say you've been struggling with weight issues. All right. Today is the day that you decide, I'm going to take on this weight challenge and I'm going to lose 20 pounds, 30 pounds. Or even the better way of thinking it is, I don't want to just lose poundage. I want this to be a lifestyle. I want this to be from now till the end of my life. Maybe it's finances. I want to take hold of my finances starting today. I want to get rid of debt. I want to start building wealth. I want to leave something for my kids. Awesome. Maybe it is, I want to learn a skill. Cool. Whatever skill today you decide, I want to learn that skill. Maybe you want to be a better husband, a better father, better wife, better mother, whatever. It doesn't matter. These 6 to 7 things will help you in all those areas. Okay? So let's start with number 1, the decision. I just said it right now. Something better is not going to come until you have decided that it is going to come, right? So what I have written here is the first thing is the decision for change. What caused this decision? And that's a great question. What is causing this decision in your life right now? Whatever it is that you're thinking about right now in this moment, as you're listening to this voice speak into your ears, what is it that is making you decide, I want to make this change? For a lot of you, it might be, I am fed up with the way that my life is right now. So it could be, I'm fed up with having so much debt. I am fed up with always feeling tired. I am fed up with not looking at myself in the mirror and thinking, wow, like I'm proud of myself. Maybe it's what? Come on, give me some more examples.
Yeah, maybe you're just... tired of thinking that things will change and it doesn't, or tired of dreaming and not even believing in your dream, or tired of not having hope.
Or maybe it's today, I've been dreaming about this dream for a long time. I want to open up a business. I want to start a podcast. I want to start a YouTube. I want to start a TikTok. I want to start something, some sort of entrepreneurship. I want to do something and I want to start today. Mm-hmm. The question is, why is today the day? And the reason why I ask that question, and the reason why you should be answering that question, is your why is going to be what carries you throughout a lot of this journey in the process.
Yeah.
So maybe a question for you, Grace, maybe you want to answer to the audience. In what area of your life did you have this moment of, I'm going to decide to change? And what was your why? And has that why carried you through?
What area? I think there's two areas in my life that I decided to change. One was the TikTok, and I think I mentioned it in another video of, I always had a dream about social media, mm-hmm. that I wanted to make it a side gig. I wanted to go on there and speak to people and it be fun, but also like generate income for my family. And I kind of dibble dabbled in it a little bit, saw a little bit of momentum, and then I would stop. And then I personally just got tired of the what if question. Like, I hated thinking, what if I just continued? What would it have looked like in a year? What if I didn't quit? What if I gave it my all? And so for me, I was just fed up with the what if. And same thing right now. I'm not on this huge like health kick journey. It's been gradual. Started off 15-minute workouts a day. Now it's 30 minutes a day. But I'm proud of my consistency and that there is improvement. And I'm not in a negative headspace, like, this is so hard, I want to quit. And for me, again, only once in my life I was quote unquote like fit, but it didn't last long because I gave it my all. And I always, it's like, okay, I'm only getting older. And for me, like, I do want to live a healthy lifestyle and I want it to be fit and I want to be physically just healthy. And it was like, oh, when I'm older. I'm like, okay, I'm going to be 30. Like, when is that going to happen? Mm-hmm. And so it's like, okay, I have to decide now because years are passing by and it hasn't been happening. Like, what do I expect? That one day I'm just going to be fit out of nowhere because I just dreamt it? Like, it doesn't work that way.
And so what was your why for your health? And has that carried you through your process?
My why was just, I wanted to be the best version of myself physically that I could possibly be.
Okay.
Because I never have seen that. Mm-hmm. I've never experienced that. Like, I haven't been at my peak. Like, while people had sports growing up, like, I wasn't me. And I think now it's definitely a little bit more mature. Like, that curiosity in me is like, oh, what could I look like physically? Mm-hmm. But it has also gone in a little bit deeper. Like, okay, it's not just like physically fit, like of what it looks like, but how will that correlate to how I feel of the energy that I get every day, or the self-discipline that it brings me, or just the like mental cognition of like, because I do believe the more like healthy you are and physically fit, the less like emotional or like just stress in general. And so it went from like physically fit to just like just better version of myself.
And you want to put yourself on blast and share with the audience what your plan is for the next year?
Yeah, it's a little intimidating, but I mean, here we are. So David for sure inspired me because he just completed, how many weeks ago? Mm-hmm. A couple weeks ago, a half marathon. And he always said like he wasn't a runner and he hasn't been a runner, but then he decided, you know what, I'm going to do this half marathon, and he's been training for it, and he did it. He kicked butt. I'm so proud of you for that. And I was like, why can't I do it? I don't know, just, I wasn't thinking of it, like, leading up to it, but I was just like, yeah, why can't I? Like, I could do this. And then I've been proud of myself because ever since January, mm-hmm. I've been working out 15 minutes a day. And I'm like, all right, I've been consistent with that.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, consistency is key. I just went to ChatGPT and I said, I have no prior physical experience. I want to run a half marathon in 365 days. Please give me a workout regimen. Mm-hmm. And it gave me for the whole 12 months. But what I've been telling myself is just look at the first 3 months. And it seems super durable. It's like walk for 30 minutes for one day, do yoga for 30 minutes the next day, walk, yoga until the weekend. You have one day of rest. And then on the Sunday, I'm supposed to walk for 2 minutes and run for 1 minute. And then repeat it for the first 3 months. And then the next 3 months, it kind of like increases a little bit. But I'm like, that's super easy. I can do that.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, if I've been doing 15 minutes consistently, I can do 30 minute walk. Mm-hmm. I can do 30 minute yoga, like just add more 15 more minutes. And so I'm not focused on the long-term goal is to run a half marathon. But if I think about it in that term, like run a half marathon, it might intimidate me and it might discourage me. So my goal is for these 3 months, just walk 30 minutes and then I'm going to take it step by at a time. Think like provide those like building blocks and that habit and that consistency. So yes, in October of 2025, my goal is to run a half marathon.
Not your goal. You're going to do it.
I'm going to do it. And I'm, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you. Just a side note, the way that she got into it was, she's like, she was basically like, David, you did it. And then she asked me, but she asked me like almost rhetorically, like, do you think I could do it? And it's almost like you thought that I was going to say no. And you were already like puffing out your chest, like, no, I could do it. And I'm like, I don't know. In the shape that you're in right now, I don't think so. And then that just, your thing is always challenge. Like when somebody doubts you, you're just like, watch me. And yeah, it's going to be awesome to see you do that. In that same day that you do the half marathon, I'll be doing the full marathon.
You heard it first, folks. If you want to go and cheer for us and carry signs that says better every day, just kidding.
That would be super cool.
That would be cool.
That would be so motivating. But yeah, so the decision. Just keep in mind that whatever decision that you're going to make, maybe you're fired up. Maybe you're like, oh, maybe this is a sign from God. Like this is the time that I need to make the decision. I think mental preparation is always going to be very key as part of your success. Mm-hmm. And I'll always go back to the same thing about pregnancy. You do a Lamaze class, they tell you what's going to happen. And when it happens, you're not surprised. And because you're not surprised, you're at least mentally prepared. It hurts like heck. I imagine I'm not a woman. You're a woman. But I remember you were like, oh, like this is what's next. Oh, and then this is what happens next. Oh, and this is what happens. And when you expect it, it's just like, okay, I can at least brace for it. It's almost like, you know, those Tower of Terrors or like, what's that, Supreme Scream at Knott's, when they get you all the way up and they never tell you when they're going to drop you. They never. I remember the one and only time, this is a side note, the one and only time that I went on a Supreme Scream type of thing, I was in line for at least 10 to 15 minutes waiting to get on this thing. I don't know how somebody convinced me to do it, but I did it. And every single time it went up, I would count. And I counted to 13 or 15. I'm like, all right, it's been consistently 13 to 15 seconds every single time. I'm on there and I get all the way up and I start, okay, one Mississippi, two Mississippi. I get to 15 and all goes out the window because I start getting to 20 and I'm like, I don't know when this is going to happen. And sure enough, all I hear is click. And by the time you hear click, like, it's like your mind doesn't have enough time for you to actually brace for it. I feel like if you brace for it, like it's not that bad. But when you don't brace for it, I came out like with some tears coming out of my eye. And so my thing has always been, if you are mentally prepared, it's a little bit easier. It takes a little bit of the edge off. And so why I'm saying this is because whatever it is that you are deciding today that you're going to do, just keep in mind that you have not practiced this for years. This is something new that you're doing. And so because it's something new, you're going into new territory. You don't really know what to expect. But at the very least, you can expect tough times. You can expect challenges. You can expect obstacles. And so if you can mentally prepare while you make that decision, okay, I'm going to make a decision to do XYZ, lose weight, get in fitness shape, get better with money, be a better husband, whatever it is. I know, and I can mentally prepare that tough times are ahead, but it's okay. I'm going to be mentally ready for it, and I'm going to plan accordingly. So, number two, identity. Now, before we get into this, I kind of had a thought as I was thinking about this. And I kind of wanted to maybe debate it, or maybe we both think the same thing. But for me, it's kind of like, what came first, the chicken or the egg? And so with this, it's like, what comes first, the identity or the decision? So when I say identity, it's like, okay, when you decide that you're going to do something, I mean, if you haven't embraced that you can do it, that you can become this person, maybe you've never been a fit person, but you have to embrace, I will be, or I'm going to transform into a fit person. What comes first? The decision to become a fit person, and then the identity has to be embraced, or the identity is embraced first and then the decision comes second?
I think the identity comes first.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. And anything you want to share in regards to like your own personal experience where you like can, I guess, back that up?
Not my personal experience. What I have in mind is the Bible of Paul calling people saints. He gives them the identity and then he expects them to act in regards to the identity he's poured into them.
Okay.
And similar in my life too, I didn't contribute myself as a fit person or a healthy person, and I still don't think I do.
Mm-hmm.
But I do carry the identity, and I carried it, I think, which helped me kind of make that switch is, I'm competitive or I'm prideful, and I said, I'm going to do this. I better measure up to it.
Mm.
And then I think then your identity can start being shaped. Like, oh, I am a healthy person. I think certain identities come after, but you need to have something to get you there.
Yeah.
Whether it's, I'm a consistent person. I can't lie. Mm-hmm. I'm trustworthy. Or whether it's, I'm not a coward. Like, you might not see yourself as a fit person yet, but what's the identity that is pushing you towards that?
Yeah. 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 And I think the belief that you can become that, I think maybe you haven't fully embraced it off the hop, but you're like, I believe that I can become a fit person, person that's in shape, a person that's healthy, a person that is good with money, a person that is a good wife, good husband, good spouse, good parent, a person that is more Christ-like, things like that. Like, you have to have the belief first. I think the belief that you can become that identity, and then the decision comes, and then the reinforcement comes of the identity when you keep practicing that. Right?
Yeah.
And so, So with the identity, you guys have to wholeheartedly believe that you can become. And we read a book called The Cure. And it has a beautiful little section in there. I should have gotten the screenshot, but it's okay. We can paraphrase. There's a thing in there that says, you know what the crazy thing is? That if you take the DNA of a caterpillar and the DNA of a butterfly, they have the exact same DNA, which is crazy, but they look completely different, right? And so what it's basically saying in that paragraph is like, you may look like a caterpillar now, but best believe that you have the DNA, you have the capability, the identity to become a butterfly.
Yeah.
Like, don't look down on yourself because you don't look like a butterfly right now. Don't look down on yourself because you don't have wings and aren't flying yet. Like, you're going to have to go through a process, but that you have the DNA, and now going into more like Christ-centeredness, that God has placed that DNA in you, it's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
His DNA, his image, his characteristics are in you. Now you just got to do the work. You got to believe, you got to make the decision, and you go start working.
Yeah.
And as the time goes by and as you keep practicing, you will reinforce that identity.
Mm-hmm.
Agree? Anything you like to add?
I completely agree. I believe that you have to, how you said, believe it. Or even, I know now the new age, I don't agree with it. I think we shouldn't have Christ focused.
Yeah.
But I see their intent where it's like manifest, like, but it's like you see yourself there.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't see yourself fit, if you can't see yourself wealthy, then most likely you're not.
Yeah.
Because you're not, it's not, I don't believe in like manifestation, but you don't see it. So you're not going to do the actions towards it. And it, for me, what helped is I knew I wasn't good with money at that time. My identity was like, I'm not a good saver.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I know, and I think because it was easy for me to see my parents, I'm like, my parents went from nothing to giving us a great life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm way better off than they were at my age. why can't I do more for my life? Yeah. Why can't I do greater? And so I didn't know how, exactly how I was going to get there. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have the identity of like, I'm good with money yet. But I saw myself, I'm like, I want that life. I know I can get that life. And so what do I have to do to get there?
Yeah, and I believe if you start embracing whatever identity, so it could be, I am a business person. I will become a business person. Mm-hmm. I will become a fit person, etc. Whatever it is, that I believe that the moment that you start saying that, you know, you talked about manifestation, but at the very least, you are now dropping all the walls of limits on yourself.
Yeah.
You know? I wouldn't go jump on that train of manifestation, but I do believe the moment that you start declaring it,
yeah,
and you're like, I'm going to start working towards the walls of like that were blocking the dam come down, or maybe like at least a hole is drilled through the dam where there's like a little bit of water start coming, mm-hmm, and little by little you start chipping away at that wall, and pretty soon poof, the floodgates are open, and just like, yeah. Like, you have to get to that point where you believe that you are going to become what you have decided to become.
Yeah.
And then doors will be open.
Yeah. And the opposite side of identity, I feel, would be the victim card or the victim mentality. Mm. And I've seen so many people, like on social media or even people in my life, where they play that victim card, like, oh, woe me, this has happened. And mm-hmm, then they come up again, like, oh my goodness, this has happened. And it feels like so much negativity is constantly in their life. But I do believe like your words are powerful. Your thoughts are powerful. Not saying they're making it themselves for it, but it's like, if you look for bad, you're going to find bad. You're going to continue. And if you're on that path, if you can't see positive and walk towards positive, it's very difficult. I think once you start seeing it, I do believe our words, the Bible says that our tongue has so much power. Our thoughts have so much power. We can have the thought of lust and we've already committed it in our heart. So in that same way, if we think negative, like, oh, this isn't going to happen, God wants the worst for me or whatever, like, I just attract so much negativity, like, you're going to see that in your life. Mm-hmm. So I do believe having a huge, like a strong foundational identity is super important.
Yeah, for sure. And the next, number three, I don't know if you guys are taking notes, but number three. I would put as research/community. Okay. And so what I wrote for this is search for the knowledge and experience that you know you are lacking. So you need to first acknowledge, I am lacking some sort of knowledge. Mm-hmm. So acknowledge that you're lacking the knowledge and search for it to be successful in what you want to accomplish. So what that looks like is books, videos, people, life. Okay.
Yeah.
Why I say research and community is because a lot of times the knowledge that you're going to get will be within a community. We've said it here before and we will say it again. If you want to be successful in an area where you have not been successful before, find people that have already been successful and do community with them. Mm-hmm. Because the more you hang out with them, the more that you're going to be able to pick up all that experience and all that knowledge.
Yeah.
So the other example is if somebody wants to learn Spanish and they only know English, what is the best and fastest way for them to learn? Get involved in a community of people who speak Spanish. Mm-hmm. The easiest thing is to even just, if you have the means, move to Spain and live out there for months and you'll, guess what? You're going to come back knowing a lot of Spanish.
Yeah.
So in the same way, find that community, find the books, find the videos, look for all those resources, because all those resources, maybe it's not entirely people, but books can be a community because people are the ones who wrote those books. Videos can be a community because people are the ones creating those videos that they know what they're talking about, and that there's videos for everything. Everything, YouTube. YouTube University, you'll get a degree. No problem. And whatever it is that you're looking for. But it is very, very important. So many times, it is the community that I have surrounded myself with in regards to the health journey, in regards to the working out part, that has really carried me. And for me, and honestly, it's not so much the encouragement. It's more of like the competition, but it's a healthy competition. It's not like I'm putting anybody down or nobody's putting me down, but it's just like that. Let's push each other. There is an example, forget what kind of horse it's called. There's a specific name, but there is this horse They're humongous horses that carry carriages. And apparently, if I remember correctly, by themselves, they can pull like 6,000 or 9,000. Let's call it 9,000 pounds, right?
That's crazy.
And if you put two together, the question is, how much can both of them pull together?
The simple math.
Simple math says 18,000 pounds. Mm-hmm. But in reality, it's not 18,000 pounds. It ends up being more like 26,000 pounds. And it's because two big horses, one pulls more, or guess what? This guy wants to pull more. And they start making each other better to the point that they're basically each going from 9,000 pounds that they could pull by themselves to 13,000 pounds each that they could pull together. Mm-hmm. Because they're both like kind of challenging each other, but they're making each other better at the same time. So do your research. Find all the knowledge that you can. If it's husband, there's a bunch of husband books. If it's wife, there's a bunch of wife books. There's a book called Love and Respect that's really good. There's the five love languages. If it's fitness, YouTube is your best friend. You have so many things there that you'll find with fitness, with health, for eating. Anything you can find, it's all at your fingertips. There is no excuse. Do the research. The more knowledge, the more power that you have. The more knowledge, the more effective that you'll be. And a lot of people want to be effective. You don't want to lose your time. You don't want to do some sort of program for a whole year and realize, oh, I did it all wrong, like I just wasted a whole year. You want to have all the information possible. And that's where people come into the play, where you're like, oh, like how long have you been doing, let's say, business? Oh, 20 years. Okay, what's the ups and downs? What can I learn from you? Give me the experience. How can I get from A to B a little bit more efficiently? What have you learned throughout years? Boom, you are now driving a Ferrari, where when they started, they were driving a Toyota. And I'm talking about an analogy, not the actual cars. And that is a recipe for success.
Yeah.
You have the knowledge. You have the experience. You have the people. You have the community. You have the encouragement. You have the challenges. We all need that. Mm-hmm. So keep that in mind. Look for it. And if you're looking for groups and you're like, oh, I don't know anybody that does business, or I don't know anybody that... There's a lot of excuses of what we can't find. Trust me, you can find it. There's so many like forums. There's so many groups. It's not hard. On Facebook, you can find any group for anything, literally anything. Collectibles of Yu-Gi-Oh cards, you'll find them. People that run only 5Ks, you'll find them. Mm-hmm. People that like anything, you can find anything. You can find a group. Granted, I will say that sometimes these groups charge you a little bit. And at that point, you need to see their track record and see, is investment worth it? A lot of times it is. One thing for what I kind of like learned is running by yourself is one thing. It's so much easier when you run with friends. And I used to the reason why I say this is because I found some running groups. And I'm like, oh, cool. I'm going to just join a running group on Facebook. Then they all said, oh, it's like $40 a month. And I'm like, you want me to pay you to run with you? Like, what the heck? And I was like, no. But, you know, I got my friends into running and we started running together. And I'm like, oh, yeah, like there's such benefits. And I had seen videos that say, run with people. It makes it so much easier. And it does. It does. The time goes by quick. You might have some conversations and before you know it, boom, you're done your 12-mile run. And you're just like, oh, that felt so easy. Mm-hmm. And it's because you did it with people. And it works with anything. Anything you want to add with that?
Well, just on the contrary, if you have a goal and the people around you are against that goal or going the opposite way, it makes it even harder.
Oh, yeah.
And we talked about how Atomic Habits, it's like 80 or 90%. More likely that you, if you're the minority, will conform, even if you had your mindset on something else. And so that's why finding community of like-minded people is so important. Mm-hmm. To reiterate it, to pull you up when you are weak, because if not, it's so hard. If you're going against the current for so long, you're most likely going to give in because it's tiring.
Those are facts. And that's another topic for another time, maybe, because we can get into the whole like, okay, do you leave those people? Do you not leave them? You know, do you just hang out with your new friends or whatever? Like that's a whole different topic. But definitely, if the majority of the people or the people that you spend the majority of the time are not in the same wavelength as you and they're like, oh, why are you doing that? No, that doesn't make sense, blah, blah, blah. Then the chances are that you are going to revert back to what you were before you made the decision.
Yeah.
All right. Next, make a plan. I big time believe if you don't make a plan, then you plan to fail. So you've made the decision. You've embraced the identity. The possibilities are endless. You've done the research. You're gaining all this knowledge. It's looking promising. Mm. Now, what is the plan? That can also come from community. Finding the community that have been there for years and that have been proven successful in those areas.
Yeah.
That can come from that. Or it just can come from...
ChatGPT.
ChatGPT. That, and that's exactly what you did for the half marathon. You said, here's all my details. I'm not physical at all. Planning to run a half marathon. Give me something. Mm-hmm. Like, it... Before it was like Google, right? And then you have to like look through the websites. Now you ask one smart computer, what do I do? You don't have to scroll through all these different like articles that might have a little bit of differing opinions, whatever. It's like, nope, boom, done. Mm. And that's crazy where we're headed with that. It's it's amazing. But make a plan. Because a plan is going to show you what A through Z looks like. At this point, let's say for running, it'll tell you like you're going to start with running a little bit and then walking a little bit, running a little bit. Why? And this is just because I know about running. You need to be in zone two. Zone two is about 60 to 75% of your maximum heart rate. You should be there. That's where all the endurance is built. And so what ChatGPT is doing is you need to learn how to stay within that zone. As you stay in with that zone, your cardio, your heart will learn how to pump better. Your body will learn how to use fat instead of glucose or the carbs that are in your body. If you start using the fats, you become more efficient. And your cardio gets better, your heart pump gets better. Like all these things get better as you train in zone two. And then it'll show you. In the second phase, this is what it's going to look like. Instead of just running and walking, now you're going to run consistently for 15 minutes. And you're going to try to stay within that zone two that whole time. And again, you're going to have times of fast runs, slow runs, all this stuff. But it's going to show you how the progress is going to look like.
Yeah.
There, you get the mental preparation. This is what these days are going to look like. Granted, this isn't a perfect world. This plan that you're making is in a perfect world. And this is where I said at the beginning that you need to mentally prepare that there is going to be challenges. There's going to be times throughout those 365 days, let's say for your half marathon, that you might get sick. What's that going to look like? Are you going to take the time off? Okay, if you're going to take the time off, okay, you're going to know that you're maybe behind a week or whatever. How are you going to mentally get over that hurdle? How are you physically going to get over that hurdle? Like mentally preparing for those. Mm-hmm. There's things in our life that we cannot control, 100%. There's things that we can control. Right? Like this plan. I've made this and this is my plan for success. The things that we can't control, we just have to accept that we cannot control them. And we just have to take it on the chin and we have to try to plan as best as we can for those moments. Right? We already said, we know challenges and hurdles are coming. So make a plan, be efficient with it. That's what the most focus is. How can I be the most efficient, most effective? And the thing that you need to take into account is where am I at right now? That's what I love about what you did with ChatGPT. You said at the beginning, I am not physically fit, ChatGPT. Like I need to get from here to a half marathon in 365 days. Help me. Whereas maybe somebody is like, oh, give me a 12-week program. And maybe that 12-week program is for an intermediate and you're already starting at running at 7 miles in one day. And you're like, I get gassed out at 2.
Yeah.
And so that's very important to just reflect, where am I right now? Okay, that's going to be my baseline. That's where I'm going to start. Mm-hmm. And then plan from there. Number five, discipline. I personally love this. You're starting to learn how to love this. Discipline is so important. And again, we go back because there are going to be times that hurdles come, things that we can't control come, but also things that we can control. Our emotions, our body is going to might tell us, don't do it. Maybe to be an entrepreneur, a lot of people say that you need to put in 12 to 16 hour days. Day 20, whatever. Maybe your body's like, buddy, don't do it. Just stay in bed. Just, and you know, and you get those I'm sure everyone can relate, but you get those times where like, you've been putting in like good work. Just, you deserve a day off, you know? Yeah. Or the way that you like to used to do it. You've been working out every single day consistently, 15 minutes every day. You deserve that donut. Go ahead, have that donut. You're fine. It's not going to harm you, when in fact it is. Mm-hmm. And the same thing, discipline is so important. That doesn't mean run yourself into the ground. Again, that's why you make a plan. Where am I right now? And what's the most effective thing? Where it will produce longevity.
Yeah.
Right? That's, at least for me, that's the whole point, longevity. Whatever it is that I choose to do, I want it to be for the rest of my life. I don't want it just to be for like a little moment. Like, yeah, it's cool that I ran a half marathon, but I don't want it to end there. I want to continue running. Even if I'm not even racing in like competitions anymore, like keeping running, because I know that there's benefits to that. Mm-hmm. If you continue to run, like look at the 80-year-olds. I seen like an 80-something-year-old that just finished an Ironman. If you don't know what an Ironman is, it is a like 2 or 3 mile swim. It is 100 miles of biking, and it is a full marathon back to back to back. 80 something years old, and this dude finished it. Like, how did that happen? Guess what? He was active his whole life.
Yeah.
And those are the 80 year olds that I desire to be, one that can still move. Again, maybe not as, you know, as swift as I could when I was 20, but that I can move and take care of myself. Oh, yeah. Heck yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what I want to do. And so, what you want to do, and what Atomic Habits says, is the best thing that you could do is 1% every single time. Why? Because our brains, our bodies will always want to do the easiest thing possible. So if we're going to make a change, make that change as easy as possible. Mm-hmm. The more hurdles and obstacles and emotions that you don't want to do it come up, the more likely that you are that, I don't want to do it no more. I'm done.
Yeah.
So discipline, get on it. Discipline says, whether I feel or don't feel like doing it, I'm going to do it, because here is the rewards. Now, many people nowadays, I'm just going to say this, many people nowadays will be like, be in touch with your feelings. Your body is telling you to relax, so just relax. It's like, yeah, sometimes your body's going to tell you to relax, you know? Like, if your body is telling you, like, I have an injury, okay, yeah, listen to that. Mm-hmm. But if it's just like, I'm tired, I just don't want to, do it. 9 times out of 10, the moment that you do it, you won't regret doing it. I've talked to good many people that say, especially for working out, I didn't feel like working out today. But once I started, I felt so good. A, because I didn't want to and I did it. I overcame that hurdle. B, because my blood was flowing. Like, I just felt so much energy, like it came back to me. And it's because the endorphins start running when you start working out, like all these good feelings, all the chemicals are going through your head. Like, yeah, it feels good. And at the end of it, you're proud of it. You're just like, I didn't want to do that, but I did it. And I'm so grateful that I did it, because now I overcame a hurdle and I also added a plus one to what I want to become, to the identity that I want to be.
Yeah.
You're reinforcing it over and over again. Anything that you want to add to discipline?
No, I think you covered it.
Okay.
I agree.
Number 6, reflect. This is one of my favorites. When I say reflect, I personally love to quantify everything. There's some things that you won't be able to quantify. Like, let's say, being a good husband. Generally, you can't quantify that.
I can.
But let's say, for example, one of my issues has been giving you words of affirmation. And so how can I quantify that? I can say my goal is to give you one affirmation every single day, and I can check it off. and be like, okay, in this week of 7 days, I gave her 7 affirmations. Great. You start quantifying it, right? I love to quantify working out. How many miles, how much time, cadence, heart rate. If I'm working out lifting weights, how many poundage? If I'm doing money, how much did I save? How much did I spend? If you guys see my Excel sheets, I have an Excel sheet for working out and I have an Excel sheet for finances. Why do I do this? Is because the numbers never lie. The numbers never lie. So if I say, I'm a good husband, how do you prove that? Like, I've been giving you words of affirmation. How do I prove that? Oh, well, guess what? I quantified it. This day, I gave you this affirmation. That's one. This other day, I gave you this affirmation. That's two. And I can be like, the numbers don't lie, right? I truly believe the numbers never lie. And so that is what I mean by have moments of reflection. And if there's things that you can't quantify, then just have like moments of meditation and be like, okay, how far have I come in the last 6 months, mm-hmm. right? Let's say business. I decided to start a business 6 months ago. Where am I right now? Where was I when I started? I was at ground zero. I had nothing. Right now, I am 18 months from opening the doors, but now I know where I'm headed. That's progress.
Yeah.
And for me personally, and I believe for many people, progress can be a huge motivator, a huge reinforcement of the why that you started.
Yeah.
Of like, oh, I'm seeing it. Like, I'm a huge thing. I'm a huge like person about progress. Like, if I don't see progress, that's what like makes me like, oh, why am I even doing this? Like, I'm doing all this discipline and it's not easy. And if I don't see progress, I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore. Mm. But if I see progress, for me, it's fuel to my fire. It's just like, let's go. Let's keep going. I got this all day, all night, every day of the week until forever.
Yeah.
Progress. Take the time. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of time to quantify it. Punch in the numbers. Put it into your phone and then put it into the Excel sheet or whatever, however you want to do it. You can do it however you want. It takes time, but that it'll pay off. It'll pay off because you have hard facts. This is where I was day one. And here I am day 188. Huge difference. Mm. Huge difference. I kind of sometimes show you the quantification of our progress, especially in finances. How do you feel about that?
It's a lot of information.
It's a lot of information.
And I get confused sometimes.
You do, but the one thing that for sure where you've been like, what the heck, is especially right now that you're doing TikTok and it's going so much better. Mm. And I go, at the beginning of the year, we're making X amount. And now we're making whatever, 30% more, yeah. 40% more, 50. And you're like, what? And I see. As much as you hate my quantification and my Excel sheets, when I tell you these things, I see a fire lit in you and you're like, I can do better. I can do even more. Like, I want to keep going. Like, yeah. And that's the beauty of the reflection of like, this is where I was, here I am. And now I see myself even going further because the possibility starts growing exactly how we said with the whole manifestation, but not manifestation, but just believing that identity that I can become this person. Mm. I can become a financially wise person. I can become a physically fit person. I can become a business person. And now I have quantification of that is possible. Sky's the limit.
Yeah, that's definitely what helped me. You asked me in one episode, like, what was the difference between my other like social media endeavors and TikTok? Mm-hmm. And I thought I tried in the other times. I'm like, okay, that's obviously not enough. And then so we said, okay, at the end of 3 months, there was a time, let's reflect and see what has grown. Let's give it my all. And at the end of 3 months, I looked back and I'm like, whoa, it did grow. Mm-hmm. And being able to see, like, the first month I made money. And not only, like, do you see it go up all the time, but it also reiterates that when it goes down, your faith doesn't go down because you remember it went up though.
Yeah.
And when there was a season that it went down, then there was a season that went up. So the mm-hmm. next time that you go down, you're not going to freak out. You're not going to be like, oh my goodness, I want to quit, because you're like, oh, this is normal. It happened before. It's going to go back up.
And the moments of reflection and the quantification, exactly what you're saying right now, it reinforces faith. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't quantify it and you say, let's say money-wise, I made whatever, $1,000 last month, and this month I only made $233, right? And that's because you didn't write anything down, that's all you know. And you're like, oh man, like, should I even keep doing this?
Yeah.
I should just quit. Like, I'm going the wrong way. I'm not, oh no, I'm stopping. Like, this is, but because you have quantification, it's like, no, I can go from day one and I can see the progress that I'm, and it's just like faith, 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 faith. The reinforcement of faith is there, showing you the progress, showing you that your hard work is paying off, showing you that God is in the details, that God is backing you up. Honestly, it's beautiful. And I love that I've embraced the quantification of it, because yeah, like, it's exactly what you're saying. Like, it reinforces faith, even though in 1 month I might go a little bit down. Okay. Let me just look at the bigger picture. And you can literally look at the bigger picture and be like, oh no, I'm doing way better than last year, regardless of this one bad month. Like, this one bad month doesn't do nothing. I'm destroying myself of last year.
Yeah.
And that's, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. And that actually leads into my very last point, point number 7. This is the danger, the caution. This is the thing that you need to watch out for throughout this whole process. The things that I laid out, that we laid out, are 100% true. These are steps that you can take to be successful in XYZ area in your life. 100% this can happen. But the danger in doing this, and it's not to say don't do these steps. These steps are proven. These steps through our life, through many other people's lives, these steps are proven. The danger is to always make sure through all these steps and through your whole journey to place God in the middle of everything. Because if you don't, then you do can get to a point where you're like, you kind of have like this God complex of like, I have control of everything. Mm-hmm. I just got to do this for all areas of my life and I'm going to be successful. Like, what do I need God for? Like, I need wisdom. I'll go look for the wisdom at XYZ people. Like, if I have to pay to be part of a group that gets the wisdom, fine, go ahead. If I have to pay for this class, or if I have to pay for this YouTube video, whatever, like, I have complete control because I've made the money, whatever. Like, you start feeling like, it's almost like, and it's almost like subconsciously you start kind of just pushing God away and be like, yeah. Right. And it is a very, very big danger, because then you start building up your own pride and you're like, I don't need nobody. I know the recipe for success for every area of my life. And that in fact is not true. Because success should, like, true, real success, meaningful success, should never leave you alone. But pride will always leave you alone. It will leave you isolated. It will leave you in solitude. Mm. And it will leave you in a very, very lonely place where you may have all these materialistic things that you said were success, but you were alone. And what is the point of having all that if you were alone?
Yeah.
And so I just threw out all this, and this is what I want to end with. And just let me know if you want to add anything after. But what I want to end with is always have God in every single step. Thank God every single morning. Thank God every single night. Acknowledge and kill your pride with saying, if it were not for God, I would have none of this. If it were not for God, I would not be able to do any of this. If it weren't for God, I wouldn't have my health, the breath that I breathe. I wouldn't have any of this. And with that, then you also surrender to God and say, whatever it is your plans are, I'm for. Granted, there are things that are kind of given. Be a good person. be a loving person, be a giving person.
Yeah.
These are things that it's just like, you shouldn't be like, God, are you going to direct me into loving people? Like, if not, I'm just going to stay here. Like, no, no, no. There's givens. Like, don't beat around the bush and don't say, oh, loving people is just not my calling. Nah, it's everybody's calling. Like, there's certain things, just like characteristics of God, all your calling.
Yeah.
Practice them, do them, do all these steps to do them, right? But throughout all that, give thanks to God. My wisdom comes from God. My knowledge, it may look like it comes from people, but it really ultimately comes from God. Everything is for God and from God.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. And I think if you can keep that humility throughout this whole process, if it's just one thing that you're deciding to do, or you've already gone to like 5, 6, 7 things that you're starting to do or whatever, always have that humility, because that will be a great seed for true success in regards to I am successful in life in general. And I have love of my family, of my friends. I have a community. I have a healthy community. I have a Christ-centered community. I have my church. I have all these beautiful things. And again, it all comes from God and it is all for God.
Yeah.
Anything you want to add?
Well, just exactly what you were saying. The only thing maybe is knowing that not only like maybe you can end up lonely. That's one of the effects of not having God in the middle, but also if you think you have God or walking without God, how we talked about it before, how those things could be burdens or it could feel like so much heavier than it's meant to be. Like Jesus says that go to him because his yoke is lightweight. We're the ones, I think, that pile up our plate. We're the ones that get stressed and we kind of bite more than we could chew. And I think if we don't have God in it and if we lose focus, we can wear ourselves out and not get to the purpose or calling that he has for us. Mm-hmm. And if we always remind ourselves like, okay, what does God want for me? Like, God, what are you saying? God, guide me so that it's not us damaging ourselves, because we can easily damage ourselves and like blame society, blame people, blame stress, blame everything. And it could be our own doing because we're not walking our path. And I feel like God, if we follow him, he's our good shepherd that will lead us to green pastures where we can rest. Like it shouldn't be, it might be hard because we're not used to it, but it shouldn't be debilitating. It shouldn't be stressful. It shouldn't be weakening or like we're in this constant mode of anxiety if I think we place God in the center.
Yeah, 100% agree. And just to be a little vulnerable, what we're talking about right now, and again, the whole reason for this podcast, we have a special place in our heart to help people. We were actually talking about it today. And, you know, Grace, you were sharing with me that for you, it stems from how your mother was with you and how she loved you and wanted to help you and wanted to check in on you, wanted to love you, wanted to help empower you, help move you forward, help you be successful. And for me, it's kind of a little bit of the opposite, where I feel like I didn't get that in my life. And now I want to be able to do that for other people. And this is why, like, we have such a huge desire and a huge love for people to be able to help them succeed, because you kind of are missing that with your mother being gone. And me, like, since I never had it, I want to see it come to life, to be able to be like, it is possible to be able to help somebody. It is possible to be able to love somebody. It is possible to be able to create a safe space for them and be able to love them selflessly and help them as much as they can. And so this is one of the reasons why we do these videos, and specifically this one, because maybe you have never seen a video that gives you practical steps to be able to have success in a certain area of your life. And we're hoping that this video, this episode today, helps you make that decision, make that plan, do all those right things to be able to get to that same, like to the point of success in whatever area that you're trying to. Maybe you've tried it before and it didn't end up working, and maybe this quote unquote recipe will help you.
Yeah.
And it would mean so much to us for you to be successful. And it's not even for us to get credit. We don't even want credit.
Yeah.
But to know that we are able to bless somebody is way more than enough. It's so fulfilling to know that God can use our lives, God can use our voices, God can use this podcast to be able to help anybody who's listening or decides to practice these things.
Yeah.
And so just know that from the bottom of our hearts, we truly desire for all of you guys to be successful in all areas of your life. You know, we desire that for ourselves too. But yeah, we have definitely a heart for you guys, a heart for the listeners and people that are going to hopefully in the future listen to these episodes. And just know that we love you guys. And yes. Everything that we do, we try our best for you guys. And we're trying to become better every single day ourselves, one episode at a time. And so, yeah, we will see you guys on the next one. The next one's going to be a special one. See you then.